Welcome back. Episode 67 for Wednesday, February 26th. Emergency SOS contacts and other safety functions for past and present iPhones. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In episode 67, we will discuss emergency SOS functions, setting up emergency contacts, and creating your medical ID for iPhones. That's including past and present iPhones. We will follow up this podcast with Apple Watch emergency features in a future episode. Let's get to the show. Apple devices have numerous emergency and medical features. Unfortunately, if you don't readily know how to use them or set up the features, they aren't going to help you. My goal for this podcast is to tell you what is available and how to use them. I'm purposely including previous iPhone editions as the availability of features is different as well as how they are executed. The first feature we will cover is using Emergency SOS on your iPhone. With Emergency SOS, you can quickly and easily call for help and alert your emergency contacts. When you make a call with SOS, your iPhone automatically calls for the local emergency number. In some countries and regions, you might need to choose the service that you need. For example, outside the U.S., there are countries where you get to choose the police, fire, or ambulance. Let me now tell you how to activate the emergency services. You can see a screenshot at the Mac Minutes website that's located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Let's start with how to make the call on the iPhone 8 or later. The first step is press and hold the side button and one of the volume buttons until the emergency SOS slider appears. Number two is drag the emergency SOS slider to call emergency services. If you continue to hold the side button and volume button instead of dragging the slider, a countdown begins and an alert sounds. If you hold down the buttons until the countdown ends, your iPhone automatically calls emergency services. Here's how to make the call on an iPhone 7 or earlier. Rapidly press the side or top button 5 times. The emergency SOS slider will appear. Number two, drag the emergency SOS slider to call emergency services. After the call ends, your iPhone sends your emergency contacts a text message with your current location, unless you choose to cancel. If location services is off, it will temporarily turn on. If your location changes, your contacts will get an update and you'll get a notification about 10 minutes later. If you use the emergency SOS shortcut, you need to enter your passcode to re-enable Touch ID, even if you don't complete a call to emergency services. I'll now tell you how to make sure you know how to end a call. If you start the countdown by accident, you can cancel it. On an iPhone 8 or later, release the side button and volume button. On an iPhone 7 or earlier, press the stop button, then tap stop calling. You can also turn off auto call. When auto call is on and you try to make an emergency call, your iPhone begins a countdown and sounds an alert. After the countdown ends, your iPhone automatically calls emergency services. If you turn off the setting, you can still use the emergency SOS slider to make a call. Here's how to change the setting. Open the Settings app on your iPhone. Next, tap Emergency SOS, and then follow up by turning the auto call on or off. As we do finish the emergency function section, if you do activate it and you don't cancel, please call your emergency services operator to let them know that it's not an emergency. Next, we're going to move on to how you add emergency contacts. After an emergency call ends, your iPhone alerts your emergency contacts with a text message, unless you choose to cancel. Your iPhone sends them your current location, and for a period of time after you send in SOS mode, it sends updates to your emergency contacts when your location changes. You can't add emergency services as a contact. It needs to be a person or agency. So this is how you do it. The first step is to open the health app and tap your profile picture, which looks like a person in a blue circle. Number two is tap medical ID. Number three is tap edit, then scroll to emergency contacts. Four, tap the add button, which is a plus with a green dot to add an emergency contact. Number five is tap a contact and then add their relationship, such as a spouse, parent, or doctor, etc. Number six, tap done to save your changes. Congratulations, we have now set up your emergency contacts, and we're now going to move on to setting up your medical ID in the health app on your iPhone. Medical ID helps first responders assess your critical medical information from the lock screen without needing your passcode. They can see information like allergies and medical conditions, as well as who to contact in case of an emergency. You can see a screenshot of this also on the Mac Minutes website. Here are the steps. Open the health app and tap the summary tab. Tap your profile picture, which is blue, in the upper right corner. Number three is under medical details, tap medical ID. Now tap edit in the upper right corner. Number five is to make your medical ID available from the lock screen on your iPhone, turn on show when locked. In an emergency, this gives information to people who want to help. Number six, enter health information like your date of birth, allergies, and blood type. And then tap done. Next, I'm going to tell you how to make an emergency call from a locked iPhone. Even if an iPhone is locked, you can still make an emergency call and check for a medical ID. As a former EMT, I can't stress enough how important it is to keep your medical ID up to date so first responders can assess your critical medical information. Let me tell you now how to make an emergency call. It's relatively simple. Go to the lock screen, then tap emergency, and it'll allow you to make a call. This is how you check for a medical ID. If the iPhone is locked, go to the lock screen, then tap emergency and medical ID. If the iPhone is unlocked, open the health app, then tap the medical ID tab. Hopefully, you have all these emergency features engaged. I'd be willing to bet many people listening to this podcast do. However, there are plenty of our friends and families who may not know about these features. This may be a perfect opportunity to share this podcast with them to see if they are interested in learning this skill. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists and people can discuss topics, post articles, and I'll talk about special events and other great tech happenings. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast.